Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by On Alert Deni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is committed to bringing a significant change in the lives of farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the Prime Minister Dhandanya Krishi Yojana approved by Cabinet yesterday is a step in this direction. He said, this will not only increase crop production in the districts that have been lagging in the agricultural sector, but also boost the income of farmers. Advisor for Agriculture Mathan Yantan said the state government is formulating a new agriculture policy aimed at boosting productivity, market linkages, farmer welfare and post-harvest infrastructure. Speaking during a field visit at Chettur Kohima yesterday, he also highlighted Element, a World Bank-funded project supporting forest-based economic opportunities. Chechama village, he noted, is among 225 villages selected under the initiative. Mr. Yantan encouraged farmers to be proactive, collaborative and entrepreneurial in approach. Sovima Village Council Chairman Sebastian Zimmer meanwhile highlighted Chettur's scenic beauty and agricultural potential for agrotourism. In Tsungiki Village of Wokha District, a heartwarming initiative is lighting up lives, quite literally. A night school for senior citizens launched on April 29th this year under the PRI-CBO Convergence Project and supported by the Beti Bachao Beti Parao scheme is giving elderly villagers a second chance at education. Over 40 learners aged 60 and above, including 86-year-old Jano, attend classes twice a week at the village community hall after their field work. The program, spearheaded by local self-help groups as part of their village poverty reduction plan, teaches basic reading, writing, and math using nursery-level materials. Most of the learners are entering a classroom for the first time. While the pace is slow, the impact is profound. Learners say writing their own names instead of using thumbprints has given them dignity and confidence. Area Coordinator, Financial Inclusion, Chukitong Block, NSRLM Woka, John Bemokikon shares more on the initiative.
This adult literacy class or night class was a demand by 40 SEG members during village poverty reduction plan by the Tsungiki village level organization. Community cadres and NSRM staff are taking the lead as a teacher. The textbook and exercise book were provided by tuition department. And the duration for the class is for 3 months. And the classes are taking in the evening of Tuesday and Friday in a week for at least 1 or 2 hours.
The 3-month course wraps up this month with certificates to be awarded by the District Hub for Empowerment of Women. With growing interest from neighboring villages, Tsungiki's night school is proof that it is never too late to learn. The District Development Coordination and Monitoring Committee, DISHA, meetings for Chumukedima and Newland were held yesterday at their respective DC offices. Chairman, DISHA and MP, Lok Sabha S. Pongmeran Jamir, in his address said, DISHA is the right platform to discuss how to effectively implement government activities, address challenges faced during project execution, offer constructive suggestions for steady implementation, and highlight problems encountered at the grassroots level. Mr. Jamir assured all GBs and village council members that DISHA members are present to listen to their inputs on how schemes and projects are being implemented on the ground, the challenges faced, and the feedback from beneficiaries. Due to multiple landslides on National Highway 29 near the old KMC dumping site, the movement of heavy vehicles along the affected stretch is restricted until further notice. The Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Bachim, has directed all 6-wheeler heavy vehicles to use the alternate route via Peducha Bridge, Jesema 10-mile road with immediate effect. Light motor vehicles travelling to other districts are also advised to take the same route. And the Indian Air Force, IAF, has invited online applications for the selection test for Agni Veer Vayu intake and medical assistant in the Airman Cadre for both male and female candidates. The IAF has announced that the closing date for online applications is July 31st. For more details, individuals interested in the Agni Veer Vayu and Airman Cadre can visit the official websites at agnipadvayu.cdac.in and airmanselection.cdac.in respectively. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.